Number three. It's hard to pick one. It's easy to pick all of them, but it's hard to pick one of them. But I thought, after hearing inspiration, okay, let's get practical here. Application. And there are a few householders in our audience, a few mothers, a few fathers. There are a few friends of other friends in our audience. Sometimes we're all called upon to have our shoulder leaned upon and have somebody ask for advice. And what should you remember? Or even before undertaking that position, the advice is, Saguru, Sapita, Chapi, Samatha. Any Mattas here? Mattajis? Bandavo Pisa, Sikshaya Chetsada, Smartum. So, a true preceptor, a true father, a true mother, a true friend, something's wrong with the translation. What's the right translation? What does it say on your sheet of paper here? Number three. Hey, it's the same thing here. And a true friend also. Okay. A person is each one of these also. Only if they teach one to always remember. There's a very similar verse in the fifth canto Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada would often quote, and I'm sure you've heard it before, those of you who've heard Prabhupada's lectures. Gurur nasasyat, Svajano nasasyat, Pita nasasyat, Satjanani nasasyat, Daivam. Of course, we're not likely to become a demigod, but Daivam natatsyan, Napatis tasasyan. So one should not become any of these things before having this prior qualification. The verse in the Bhagavatam is, Namochayadya samupeta mrityum. Samupeta mrityum is one who is on the path of birth and death. Samupetya mrityum, the cycle of birth and death. Samsara. So, one should be able to deliver one from this samsara. So, let's suppose that you have a friend. And your friend comes to you with a problem. Sometimes. What is your qualification as a true friend of that individual who comes to you with some concern? To instill faith that the real solution, the real shelter, the root of the problem, it's like Badahari Prabhu's example of the weeds, the real problem is not the top part of the weed, the real problem is the root part of the weed. The root part of the problem is our having left the shelter of Krishna and seeking happiness apart from bringing happiness to Krishna. If we can address that problem, if a friend can help another friend address the root problem and nourish their faith in taking shelter of Krishna. Because Krishna alone is everything. And the real problem is we forgot that. A true friend is one who can teach us to always remember Krishna. Srila Prabhupada spoke about the Hare Krishna movement in the following way. He said that in this world, just as Badahari Prabhu was speaking, Maharaj was speaking, Dharma means occupation, and Sanatana Dharma is the eternal occupation of the living being. That's to serve Krishna eternally. It's our occupation. It's what souls do. That's our Dharma, to do what is natural for us to do. And there are divisions of that. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, according to the nature of our inclination for activity or work. Of those four divisions of society, just like the head department, the arms department, the belly department, the legs department, bodies are designed with all four parts because they're needed. But amongst them all, the most important part is the head part. Within society, similarly, the head part is to give, to see, and to give direction by speaking. Go this way and avoid going that way, giving direction on the authority of Scripture. Without the Brahminical class within society, it's a headless society. It may be very powerful, but a headless, powerful being is a dangerous being. Look out. Here comes another headless being. It's very powerful. Whoa, there's a whole army of them. Headless, powerful beings. Duck, let's get out of the way. But so, absent Brahminical culture, there's no question of progressive society or peace in society, happiness in society. There's no question of it. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, we are trying to create a class of first-class citizens, first-class men and women within society. And that's a challenge from headless to head, from disqualified to qualified. So as practicing Vaishnavas, this is my understanding of what Prabhupada wanted, not just from those that are doing the arti on the altar because they're brahmanas, but all of us, because we're practicing at least to become Vaishnavas, Prabhupada wanted us to become first-class citizens and Vaishnavas. We wanted us to become true worshippers of Vishnu and exhibit the qualities of one who is a devotee of Vishnu. But where are we to get that quality? Just like we read this morning from Sanatan Goswami's commentary, or rather his verse from Brihat Bhagavatamrita, that he considers the chanting of the holy name to be his true ornament. And he didn't require any other ornament. It decorates the soul with natural qualities. Qualities that are already within the soul but covered by forgetfulness, and in contact with this jewel, this ratna of the holy name, one becomes decorated with spiritual qualities, spiritual qualification. So my point is that all of us, not just the pujaris on the altar or the devotees that live in the temple or those that are initiated, but all of us who are chanters of the holy name, this is to help us to become qualified to be that group of persons that Prabhupada wanted to create to help give vision to society, along with hearing of the scriptures, the purification of heart that allows us to properly understand and apply. But it starts with within our hearts and within our most immediate relationships, that we have some sharing of some idea to someone who comes to us for some advice, or a father, or a mother, or a teacher, or anyone who has some spiritual quality, others naturally become attracted to that person who has spiritual quality when they're seeking some solution for problems in life which are abundant. So it's the holy name of the Lord that brings that qualification. And I specifically was thinking about speaking on this verse because this whole weekend, not just the presenters, Chandramali Swami and myself and Badahari Prabhu and Donna Kelly Mataji, we were being the presenters, but all of you who were participants, it's the whole experience is simply to help nurture the faith of always remembering to take shelter fully in the holy name of Krishna. Because that holy name of Krishna brings us back to our natural position, ultimately to our position in the spiritual world. Just end with this. Badahari Prabhu was speaking about this practical realization that we're spiritual beings. We're something other than a bundle of senses and a resting place for material enjoyment, a nice fine machine for sense gratification, and at least trying to enjoy as much as is reasonable to try to enjoy. It's not a real identity, and chanting awake breaks us free from that limitation to a whole other realm of realization of who we really are. But continue with that chanting of the holy name, and it carries us right into the spiritual world just from the chanting of the holy name, because we're directly associating with Krishna. Abhinatvam nama namina. We're associating with Krishna directly. And Krishna's in the spiritual world. We get carried to that position by the holy name. If you didn't join us last year, I'll invite you again. Please come and take part. We had a great time. It was lots of fun. This is an advertisement. But it's an internal joy that can't be found in any material contact whatsoever. It's an awakening of our true sense of faith and shelter in Krishna's holy name. So thank you all very much for participating with us. Those of you that have the day off tomorrow can come and chant 32 rounds with us. Because we're having the final half day. Is all of this has been preparation for us, and starting tomorrow morning we'll be hopefully rising early because we're going to finish now, and absorbing ourselves in extra chanting in a very lively mood tomorrow morning. If your time permits, come and join us. Thank you very much. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.